Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles. And welcome back to another installment of 10 Second Theater!
Oh, jeez. It's a new year, so now you're going to start something new, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd like 10 Second Theater.
Oh no, I love it. It's great. Let's go. Okay. Wait, you do the scene and I'll try to guess what the movie is. So that way it'll be interesting for me.
Okay, we'll do it that way. Okay. Boy, I'm a little choked up today. I'll try to do it.
Deep throat.
Okay. Yes. rub my throat. Okay, here we go. Yes. God creates dinosaurs. Dinosaurs die out. God creates man. Man recreates dinosaurs. God is dead. Dinosaurs eat man.
That was a poor Jeff Goldblum for Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Yes, you got it. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
It was kind of like a Jeff Goldblum Columbo mix there or something.
I know. Well, that's a hard one to do. I mean, I was trying
to... So you're telling me that you weren't here at the time of the dinosaurs. Is that what you're saying? Or are you here at the time of the recreation of the dinosaurs? Anyway. So were you watching that this weekend or something? I know that was one of your children's favorite movies when they were like probably like two or something, I remember. Mm-hmm. You used to let them watch that over and over again on VHS, I
recall.
That
Jerry Springer show. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's kind of their lives, luckily, so.
The Jurassic Park or Jerry Springer?
Both.
Oh, good.
That's made them understand a lot about my family and such. So,
yeah.
Anyway, but yeah. So here we are. It's 2008. Welcome to Static Radio.
That then explains the mirrors in your bedroom that say things are closer than they appear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
things may be larger than they appear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True. True, yes.
It's a fascinating ceiling tiles you have there. What's that wording on there? Is that some kind of karmic saying or what? Oh, goodness.
Yes. So, yes.
So, yeah, we're 2008. Who would have thunk, huh?
Yeah.
That's good.
So, what's going on?
I was going to let you go first, but I guess I'll go since you opened it up now.
Okay.
Well, in keeping with tradition here, I recently got a haircut. And I think I talk about every haircut I've ever gotten so far since we've been doing this.
Yeah.
It seems to be a major event for me when I get a haircut, which means
that...
You
go like twice a year, don't you? You don't go.
Well, no. Actually, I go more now than I used to. Whenever we met...
Yeah.
I went once a year.
Right.
And then as I've gotten older, it's gotten more and more regular. I was on about every 3 or 4 month turn there, so 3 to 4 times a year. But now I think the pace has picked up as I'm getting older.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be in the neighborhood of like, you know, maybe five or six times a year. So.
Yeah, well,
but that was, have I mentioned on this? I probably have mentioned this last time I got a haircut, but... As you lose your hair, you have to get it cut more often.
Really?
Or else it makes you look like you have less hair. So.
I didn't think you pruned a dead tree, but...
Yeah, well, evidently you do.
There you go.
I have never mentioned this on the show. Never? You don't remember this at all? The whole getting your hair cut more often when you don't have hair, or what?
I don't know. You've been in denial about losing your hair for a long time, so I don't really... pay attention, I guess, because you're always like,
okay, great.
My hairline's been this way since I've been freaking 14. I got a retarded picture to prove it.
I do have a high hairline, so yeah, it's true. But anyway, so you know, my grandpa was bald when he was really young. But he always went to like he went to get his hair cut like every week or something.
Oh,
crazy,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Guys,
yeah. And but he didn't have any hair on top of his head. He only had it on the sides and in the back, right. You know. But he always had a haircut, and I always thought that was stupid. But as I've gotten older now, I can see why he did it, because when your hair looks bad when you're bald, it looks really bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a failed comb over or something. I don't know.
So is it like really short now?
It's pretty darn short. It's shorter than it's been since I can remember. Probably 20 some years.
Really?
So, easily. It's shorter than it's probably been in over 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to see it. I don't want to see it because.
Well.
It's just going to ruin things, I think.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to take a picture or anything. So.
That was like your strength, man.
Yeah, I'm like Samson now. I'm like, I'm neutered.
Castrated.
So I get this haircut, and
don't you go to the same weird lady every time or something? Or
no, it's always there was a lady that was there for a while. I go to the same place that I've gone here in St. Louis since not since I've been here, but for quite a number of years now, probably about 10 years. And I still go to I still get my haircut in St. Louis. I don't get it cut in Illinois now. So. It's close to where I work, and so I just went out lunch and get my hair cut. And so now this time, you know, now that it's actually fairly thinning, you know, I always feel weird about getting the haircut. And she's like, oh, what are we going to do? I said, well, what did we do last time? Because now they keep a database on you. Did you know that? If you go to, like, Great Clips or any of those places, they know what they did last time.
No.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, no.
They do, yeah. So she's like, oh, well, it said this or whatever. So I go, yeah, let's just do that. Wait. Maybe a little shorter.
Well, that's kind of high tech.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to keep dibs on you.
Yeah, exactly. When was the last time I was in here? That's what I need to ask that next time. Really? But I hate getting my hair cut, number one. I've always hated it, and that's why I never really did it. With two reasons. One, I didn't really do it because I hated it, and the other one was just because I didn't really care, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I know, who wants to spend money on a haircut? I mean, come on. Waste of money.
Right.
So I always feel strange in there. I felt even stranger because the guy next to me was like a really, really bald guy getting his hair cut.
Really?
Yeah. So like I'm like supposed to sit here and talk about how I want my hair cut, and this guy next to me, who looks like a young version of my grandfather. I mean, he had the whole, you know, no hair on top at all.
How you doing? Tommy Lasorda.
He's getting his hair cut.
How you doing? Phil Silvers, yeah.
Exactly. He looked like my grandfather looked like Phil Silvers. You're right. So, yeah, it looked like kind of... And he's talking about getting married. So I thought, hey, it's not so bad. He's going on a cruise. He's yakking it up. I don't talk at all. I mean, I go in, I'm just there for business, you know.
So, are you married?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he didn't talk to me, thank goodness. He's talking to the lady.
No, I mean, that's like the lady talking to you.
That's about it, yeah. Right. So I felt kind of funny. So then, you know, since I usually get my hair cut during the day at lunch,
right.
When I get back to work, everybody's like, do you get your hair cut?
No.
I go, yeah, I got my hair cut. So they're giving me double takes and everything like that. So the weird thing was, like, the week before, my wife told me to get my hair cut. I didn't voluntarily go. She said, go get your haircut. So I did.
Right.
But the week before, everybody was staring at me.
Okay.
Like, oddly. This happens to me off and on a lot. But I get these people giving me these double takes and stuff.
Right.
And I, like, my wife wanted me to go, like, run an errand or something. So I went a couple places. And I come home, and, like, every place I went, people, like, gave me this look. You know, like, like they knew me or, like... What was I doing? like this, you know, I got this freakish big bump on my nose. One of those kind of takes.
Right.
Yeah. I don't have the bump anymore. It's a divot. My nose divot. I wouldn't go as far as saying that, but.
Excuse me.
You haven't even seen it.
excuse me, I was listening to some old shows here about a month ago.
Oh, that's what I call it, right?
You refer to it as a nose clit.
So well, that was for comedy, yeah, so.
Oh! Okay, all right. I can see this is Miles is wrong night, so let's just continue.
All right. Okay. So, anyway, so I just assume it was my hair, so I get my hair cut, and then this morning, I'm sitting at breakfast with my wife and my kids, and we're at my in-law's house, and we're eating breakfast. She's like, that lady did a number on your hair. It looks like you got a mohawk. Now, I got my hair cut last week sometimes. So.
Oh, God. I'd love to see that. That's got to be...
So it's not like a big poofy mohawk. It's like this very subtle. She's like, you gotta comb your hair different or something. But if you know, I mean, you know, I can't really comb my hair. It doesn't comb. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
I got like, you know, I have like Robert Reed from the 70s hair or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all curly, but I don't have a perm. It just happens, you know. And so no matter how I comb it, it's always going to end up however it ends up. It just doesn't. And so I just said, you know, what do I care?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it hurt. It hurt deeply, you know.
Yeah, right. Right. I was trying to picture you with the short mohawk.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, that's got to be spooky looking.
Yeah, I know. Scary. I mean, my kids haven't screamed about it yet. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm having even getting a visual on this. I'm getting a hard time to...
You're getting a what?
a hard thing on it. You know?
Yeah. Well, no, the sides are real short. It's actually short all over, but for whatever reason, now because of the curls, the top middle stands up a little more than the rest of it. So
I could see you being like a fat Ewan McGregor or something, you know?
A fat Ewan...
Yeah, like
thanks.
A portly McGregor, like a big, you know, like pumpkin head. You know,
yeah, there you go. Thanks.
What in blazes?
What? Anakin?
Anakin? Because then he has like some mole on his face or something.
Yeah, he does. Like, he's got
that
a
could
thing
be like
going.
Your nose clit.
Yeah, my nose clit. Yeah, I never did figure out what people were looking at me for, but We'll find out soon enough, I suppose.
Yeah. Hey, flock of seagulls, what's going on? Yeah,
well, no, it's opposite of flock of seagulls.
Yeah.
In fact, to be honest with you, the reason I had to cut it shorter on the sides is because if I don't, I do look like a flock of seagulls. Because it sticks out like Bozo.
Aurora Borealis, a galaxy.
I've always maintained, although I can't, you know, flock of seagulls is more relevant, I guess, nowadays.
Yeah.
That I look like Larry Fine from the Three Stooges.
Yeah, that's your hair. That is your.
That
hair.
Is my hair. I mean,
yeah.
If anybody watches old Three Stooges, Larry, the one who wasn't related to the other two,
right?
That's who I my hair resembles that. Other than I'm not quite. Oh, thanks.
Sorry.
I'm not quite that bald on top, so.
Yeah.
Not quite.
Oh man.
So yeah. That's been my humbling experience this week. You got like some kind of crazy short mohawk or something.
Have you seen Bob?
It's just not a good look. You should
What's
comb your hair.
That?
Like what am I comb over to the side or what? It doesn't work that way either.
Did someone even tell him what he
looks? You look like you know when you comb it to the side you look like some kind of crazy curly headed Hitler. Really. He looks like. So yeah.
He looks like Shirley Temple on crack or something.
Yeah, right. He looked like some kind of crackhead Shirley Temple hoe bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
That's what you look like. You look like some kind of fat Shirley Temple. Crack whore, you know. You got the whole crack whore look going on there. Thanks, honey.
Oh, that's great.
Want to renew our vows? Come on. Yeah, so what's going on with you?
I wish they'd do something about this meth epidemic.
Oh, please.
I wish people would just get back to smoking marijuana again.
Oh, They still do. What do you mean?
No, but not enough, because I think today's youth doesn't get the munchies anymore.
Okay.
So therefore...
What, do you buy stock in Frito-Lay or what?
Well, sort of, yeah.
As a matter of fact...
No, I don't... No, I'm saying it's because I was at Target the other night.
All right.
With my youngest boy.
Yeah.
And it was about half an hour before closing time. And I go, you know, I've got the munchies. This is not from smoky marijuana, by the way, or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, believe me, it wasn't.
It certainly isn't from meth, because you'd be the fattest fucking meth head there ever was.
Yeah, I'd be like, wow, he's off the charts fat for meth.
That's right. Between, yeah. Be yeah. a tie between you and Artie Lang on the heroin
yeah, really.
Thing there. Who's the fattest heroin addict you know?
So I went where I thought the junk food would be.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what, I want either some Crunch and Munch.
Oh, Christ, with a Crunch and Munch.
Or Fiddle Faddle. Either one.
Yeah, either one.
I'm taking either one, right?
You got a thing for that stuff, man.
I had a Jones, man, for some Fiddle Faddle.
I guess.
For some,
come on, kid. Put back that, nutritious granola or whatever you got. Let's get some Fiddle Faddle.
Damn trail mix before I break your fingers. As my typical thing goes, I couldn't find it, you know.
Looks like nobody's getting school lunch this week because I got to have some Fiddle Faddle.
Yeah, so. In the next aisle, there's like some college age dude.
Yeah.
Like, just like totally into stocking shelves. I mean, it's
yeah.
what to do, you know. I go, hey, brother, hey, dude, come here. I go, hey, where's your Crunch and Munch at?
Oh, what? Well.
What's up? Like your Fiddle Faddle, your Crunch and Munch, you got anything? What? Okay. It's like caramel popcorn toffee, you know, and it's crunchy. You
There's
munch
nuts in there.
Oh, what?
See?
Okay.
Maybe it's he like, was high.
It was like, it's like freaking Cracker Jacks without the freaking toy. Oh. Do we have that? I don't know.
Do we have that?
He makes like zero attempt to move where he's standing. He's just like in a like.
Well, of course not. He's got hourly.
Well, he's got like 30 minutes to kill before closing time, so he's just like, you know, like, I don't know. Do we?
He's like, I wish this guy would get out of here so I could smoke some pot.
Yeah, really, man. I could do some meth, man. So I think meth. I've found the enigma of the, you know, the anomaly of the work crew, you know. So I'm like, you know what? Screw it.
So did you not get your Fiddle Faddle?
No. I go to checkout. Mm. I'm buying the items I actually came there for.
Which were what? Well, give us a...
Minus my impulse item, which was my Fiddle Faddle or Crunch and Munch. I would have taken either one, which you know I love.
I know. You're...
You know I love. I would take a bath in it if I could. You know, I just love it that much. And I'm going to the checkout aisle, and I'm telling the young lady who's... the clerk there, if you will, college-age person, but somewhat intelligent. I'm telling her this story.
Yeah.
Her reaction, what? You know, Crunch and Munch, it's like a caramel...
Where are you corner, from?
Fiddle Faddle.
Are What's you speaking that? English?
I don't know. I just... Finally, she's like, do you want me to call the manager? And see if she can find it for you. I'm like, no.
I want the manager to come find my Fiddle Faddle.
I want people to fucking know what I'm talking about. It's not that hard. You know, I'm not looking for Beeman's gum or something. You know, I'm like, geez.
Do you have the organic toothpaste that I might purchase? I need to holy organic toothpaste.
Oh, Christ, I could have found that easier than...
It's like, I think I mentioned that I've overheard one old guy looking for one-ply toilet paper once. That was weird.
Yeah. Well, don't go here, because God...
That might have been in Target as well.
You'll crap your pants before you find it.
I was in Kmart. A guy was looking for one-ply toilet paper in Kmart, and he asked somebody, and they're like, what the hell?
I mean...
Who wants one-ply? I mean, what kind of weird-ass... Yeah.
These are usually like... Look like college material people that work here. It's not like low life.
So you're equating that their inability to find Fiddle Faddle or Crunch and Munch possibly was because they never really got high.
Okay. not knowing where it was, but just not knowing what it was.
What it was.
It wasn't the where part that I was worried about. It was the what part.
So now we have some insight into what to bring along with your bong when you visit Miles.
No, I just...
It's a big thing of fiddle foul.
I feel like saying, you know, like, where's your Doritos?
Right.
What?
Doritos.
Where's your Frito? You know, where's your potato chips at? What?
Potato chips.
Or does not compute. Does not compute. No, I just... How could you not know that? How could two people at the same stinking store not know where that is?
Did you ask for Funyuns? Because, I mean, maybe they're a Funyun
people. Oh, Christ,
people.
No. I wasn't going to say that because I know that would be...
Oh, I love Funyuns.
Sir, you're going to have to leave because I don't know what you're talking about. You're just distracting people, so you're going to have to...
It's like some kind of onionized pork rind. Funyuns are. Oh, my gosh.
We only have 25 minutes till close, and if you don't mind, we're all just trying to cruise until closing time.
That could be it. That could have been it, really.
You know, we don't want the hassle.
They may have just stocked that area, and you take one box off, now they got to restock, you know.
You know, that other place is open 24 hours if you want to go over there across the street.
Go to Walmart, yeah.
Yeah, go to the Hellmart.
They got fiddle foul at the wazoo over there.
Now, I know there's people over there that know what it is. I know it.
Well, they're usually older. And
I know it.
And they're usually not college educated, and that's their whole livelihood.
How can you not know this, though? Please, please tell me that.
I am
please.
With the people who don't know fiddle foul. That stuff is just bad for your teeth. Eating it as well as, you know...
Okay.
Trying to
chew
it.
Right. It's not the most nutritious item. I agree. Okay.
But and when you get near it, it's like you inhale the whole box. And so it's really quite disgusting the way you stick your tongue down the box and stuff. It's just gross. Yeah.
I agree. You know what? I agree with that, too. But I'm just saying, how can you not know?
I've been doing a lot of marketing lately.
How can two people know in the Midwest not know what that is? Explain that, please.
Maybe it goes by another name up there in Iowa. They're just not used to that yet.
How about freaking caramel corn? Do you know what the...
Caramel. Caramel.
Well, they knew what Cracker Jack's was. Yeah,
Cracker Jack, yeah. That's probably what they call each other. Hey, Cracker Jack.
Like Cracker Jack's without the freaking toy. Oh.
Nice.
Let's get the manager.
Fiddle.
Because I thought, now, if the manager comes up and this son of a bitch doesn't know, then I'm really going to be, like, freaking off the charts upset, man.
What was your son doing this whole time? Crying?
Embarrassed. Yeah, crying. Embarrassed, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just get the one ply toilet paper. Oh, come on. I hate you, Dad.
The things my dad does whenever he has to purchase sanitary napkins.
My dad's drunk again.
He's trying to divert their attention from the pads that he's got on the belt.
Yeah.
Looking for fiddle faddle.
All right, you see, I need my fiddle faddle.
Kid, stuff your pants full of batteries. Let's get the hell out of here.
You know, I don't even remember why we even went there. Why did we even go there? I don't even...
Because you're high.
Tell I got high. Da 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 da.